Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to stay motivated by Jill.
You know what's funny about this today? Not feeling very motivated.
What?
We've been traveling. It's been busy.
I have never seen you not motivated.
Oh, thank
I've never
you.
Seen you not with a ball of energy.
Well, you know why?
Dead asleep.
You know, here's the truth. I am internally right now a little bit, you know, I've had a lot going on, been traveling. I have been a little sick, I will share. And so I'm not my best. But you know what? I rally. So I guess that's what today's about. And I'm going to help other people. I get it. I know it. And there's lots of days I Good. Feel like poop. And I'm here anyway.
Man, you hide it well.
Thank you. Well, then I can help you. Hey, wait. And before we get into it too, by the way, I want to say one quick thing.
Yeah.
I'm just apparently taking over this show. And it's kind of about me today anyway.
Staying motivated is not what I'm going to talk about today.
Uh-oh. You're going to talk about ways that you try to mess with me.
I'm going to talk about taking on a partner who's really motivated.
Oh,
that's not what you are.
I got
it. I don't have to stay motivated.
Got it.
I can stay in a dark hole and do data stuff.
Yes, you can. But here's what I want to share real quick, because this is super, super, super important for everyone listening. From now until Friday, you can save 10% on your entire order through Offers to Owners.
Oh.
Right?
That's brilliant.
I'm reading this verbatim from my team, and they are awesome. If you've been waiting to send mail, this is your chance. If you know us, by the way, you know what we're all about, sending out mail, getting offers in the mail to get there first and get these properties cheap. Okay. If you've already sent mail, this is still your chance. The coupon code is available to everyone, so it's not just new people, it's members as well. Visit offerstoowners.com and use the code MARCHMAIL. So all together, MARCHMAIL at checkout. More details are on the site. Thank you for that public service announcement.
What made you guys decide to give everybody a break on O2O? Because I look at the numbers, you know, and they go up every month.
You know, honestly,
this whole company is a nonprofit entity. You know that?
It's.
I have to express my concern once
true.
In a while.
You know what? 10% off of what? I know. Well, I have to be honest with you, Stephen. Our team right now is kind of taking over some departments as by design, and they just actually now just kind of hand me things and say, read this. This is what we're doing right now.
Well,
and
partner
I think
to partner,
the greatest
like,
thing ever.
What if they just decided, you know,
to give 50% off?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said, Jill, read this, and it's 50% off, like, and the code is watch Jill, you know, cry.
Watch Jill cry or watch steam come out of
Steven's ears. Exactly.
Just
that would be funny.
Arbitrarily come up with 10%.
You know, I wouldn't question it. I would say there's a reason for it, and I trust them.
Well,
no, you think I'm kidding?
I don't think you're kidding.
No, we have a phenomenal team.
That's when Dad steps in.
Well, hold on a moment. Not necessarily.
Actually, 10% is a good idea.
Hold on
a minute.
Everyone. There have been times, Stephen, that I've run promos and things that you said, what the heck are you doing? And there's things that you've come to me and said, give it away. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I know, but there's only one person at the super top of the org chart.
But anyway, my point is, our team, by design, is doing fantastic and coming up with fantastic things, and I trust them. Thank you.
They are, and I think 10%, the more we
That's
get
great.
Into this, I think 10% is perfect.
Right. Thank you. Are you done now?
I'm done.
All right.
Actually, you're the one who put the little break in here.
Oh,
I didn't do anything
okay,
like
thank
that.
Thank you.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Before we get into it, let's take a question. Jill and I already got into it a little bit. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Britton Miller asks, it sounds like there are two versions of the weekly calls on Thursday. Now, one for more advanced investors and one for the newer members. I realize the questions are significantly different, but I think what is covered in both would be beneficial for all members. Can both calls be posted to the site where member calls are just stored instead of just the beginner calls? I think it will give us just new members drive, but also give us insight on how to plan for future and have a more long-term mindset. I have an idea.
Go for it.
I would do parts of it, but not all of it.
So I guess her big question is why?
Right.
Why?
What are you guys talking about?
Would
that's
you guys
so secret?
Not just talk about all of it. And here's why. Can I answer?
Sure.
And then I'm sure you'll have something to say about it.
Since you had to point out you're at the top of the food chain.
Here's what happens. Questions and topics like this happen in an advanced Thursday call. I just signed a contract to purchase 14 properties in Massachusetts. I've been doing this for 12 years, long before you guys ever started Land Academy. And I'd love to partner some of this up halfway. I'd love to hear your guys' all opinion about whether I should be doing this deal at all. Here's the APN. Here's the state, the county, and the APN. Steve, Jack, will you please put it up on the parcel facts so we can all talk about it? And everybody in that call has a audio video feed so they can, right. It's like we're all together in a room somewhere.
Right.
And so we all know each other and we know no one's going to steal the deal. We know that it's very safe, that mm-hmm. somebody's not going to go around us. So it's a close call in the true sense of the word. And then we do steals together. So it's not that we're trying to exclude anyone. It's just that there's a lot of experience on that call and a lot of trust.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. It's not like we're trying to say, this content's not good. You're not there yet. You're not good enough yet. Not at all. It's a trust thing and a closed experience, let's do some deals together thing. So Jill and I go back and forth on this all the time. Throughout the history of Land Academy, there was a long time where we didn't do a call at all. Jill just stopped it entirely. And I truly actually brought it back because I'm glad we did, and I think you are too. But there has to be a limit, and we struggle with this internally all the time.
Right.
Because generally, I want to give everything away. Right. I'm serious. I want to give it all away. This is not our real company. Our real company is buying and selling
the
land. Yeah. So I don't know exactly what we're going to do with the advanced group yet. That's the truth.
Right.
We all are doing deals together. Now that Land Tank is here, where you can get financed on anything if the deal's good enough in the group, that's a huge part of what we talked about.
Right.
And it's brand new. So I understand your point completely, but we have to have some kind of control about the deals that we're all doing together.
Right. I would be, because there's some topics, though, I do like the question, Britton, that there are parts of it that we could cut up and post somewhere, and I'm not against that. So that's an idea I will definitely pass on to the team.
Me too, and I totally agree with you, Joe.
Right.
What ends up happening is cutting up a piece of video is way, way more complicated and time-consuming and free to everybody. It's another free thing that we're offering that's going to take hours and hours of work on our staff where they could be doing something else. So we have to constantly weigh that out.
Exactly.
I want to leave you with a very clear message, though. We are not trying to exclude anyone.
Right. I was going to say, too, the members, that everybody in there is very active in every other place. So we're all out there doing stuff. It's not like this is the only place that we're communicating. They're all in our online community. And a lot of the members, some of our members are on both calls.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't know it, but there's some members that are on the first call and on the second call.
Yeah.
Helping out and getting more out of that, too. Thank you.
Today's topic, how to stay motivated, by Jill. This is the meat of the show.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
Oh, usually you have something to say. Jill, here's what I'd like to know. And I was waiting for you to give me a little.
I'd be happy to interview you.
No, that's
I'd
okay.
I'd be happy to.
No, actually, I wrote down some steps.
Go.
So if you don't mind, I have some things I would like to share. And then after I'm done, or at any moment, feel free to stop me and ask any questions.
I always do.
So Please stop me. Yeah, you know what, Stephen? This one time, this one show only, I would like you just to feel comfortable to just interrupt me. You know, you often sit there sitting on your hands.
Very politely.
Exactly. Waiting for that perfect break. Or just letting me go until
Jill
the very end.
Before you start, Jill and I just got back from a conference in Las Vegas on a completely unrelated business, unrelated to real estate.
Venture.
And people from all over the world were there.
Yeah, a lot of Italians.
We can all talk about Italians because I'm Italian. So
it's funny.
And a lot of people from New York and just a lot of really different cultures, you know. Yeah, the Midwest, a lot of Midwest people.
Yep.
And then there's a not so significant number of people from California.
Yeah, we were the minority.
And, you know, it was, I would do it again in a heartbeat. The conference was great, but it's just so funny to see that many people in a large convention center.
Right.
And from different cultures and how they handle things and behave. And, you know, because there's, you know, you've been to trade shows.
Yeah.
People all walk up to each other and say, hey, I'm, you know, I'm so-and-so. And how New York people walk up to people is very different than how California
people.
It's true. Here's my synopsis. I'm not cutting into your time here.
No, this is good. This is funny.
When I walk up to somebody, it should be obvious because we own Land Academy. In the back of my head, I don't even do it consciously. I'm thinking, how can we work together? How can whatever you do, whether you're a vendor or a buyer or whatever you are,
right?
How can we work together to do better together?
Right.
And that's not what a lot of other people in this country don't go into that.
That's good. You're
you know,
right.
There are other people in different areas of the country walk up and say, how can I extort and make you give me stuff so that I can be successful and screw you?
What can I get out of you?
Yeah, what can I get out of you?
For free.
That's right.
It's weird, and you're right.
And so I'm not going to name names or anything. It's just a... It's just an interesting perception because I don't know how people survive.
Right, with that mentality.
By not going into something saying, you know what, I'm going to do this deal with you and I would love for both of us to make a ton of money and equally share. Like, if I have a bunch of money, I'm happy to share it with you if you do all the work. That's the whole premise of Land Tank and Land Investors Funding.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that would work in certain cultures where it's like, it's all mine.
Exactly.
I want all of it and I want you to suffer.
Isn't that funny? And
it's
I agree
bad.
With you. And the
bad.
More you give, the more you get back. The next thing you help one. That's what I think too. That's a little sidetrack now, but that's a lot of Land Academy. The more we give, the more we get back.
Yeah.
And that is what's going on.
That's
right
been
now.
Going on for years, and the numbers show that.
Exactly.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you. So here, this came up because of a huge response. You've probably heard us, if you listen to this at all, you've heard us talk about a survey that we did the last several weeks. And the number one hang up that people identified with getting going in Land Academy, and I'm sure it relates to any type of new business or venture you're trying to do, is personal life. And personal issues and family issues, those and time, those personal hangups are getting in their way. Not, I don't have a roadmap, I don't understand the directions, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't have enough money. Even money was not the issue.
That surprised me.
None of that. It was 100% personal life. So that's what we've dedicated this week to really kind of talk about and help and address this. And I'm going to do more on this too for our members. I'm working on some of their training things that I could do and share with them. And writing. So I thought about this show, you know, how to stay motivated. And I was thinking about a call that I had with a gentleman the other day who was a member back with us in, like, I want to say end of 15, early 16. It was a while ago. He was with us for a year or so, left, and he's back. And he scheduled a consulting call with me. And I was talking, and it was 100% on this topic. And he said, you know, Jill, one of the reasons that I'm here, I mentioned...
I'm going to interrupt you for a second, and I'm going to plug in a positive thing, can I?
Yeah, thank you.
Jill has a very special, like, consulting-type hotline. So if you need to talk to her, because you're just not getting started, okay?
Yeah.
It's just, go ahead and schedule a consulting call with her.
Right.
And so I actually listened to the... Because I don't do this very often. I happen to be walking by her office. Listening to her motivate this person, and you know, I'm getting motivated.
Thank you.
And we spend probably too much time together, and she doesn't talk to me that way, but whatever. If you're stuck somewhere because of this life thing, like we all are, schedule a call, Jill. Anyway,
thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm gonna turn my mic off. Go.
No, don't even do that. You are totally fine. So we talked about where do you start, and where I suggested he had already just done, which is sit yourself down. Have a good chat with yourself and decide what's important. And he said, yay, I did that successfully, Jill. That's why I'm here. I sat myself down. I know that what you guys are doing, I've been watching you guys and watching your members and watching what's going on. And I realized I know what to do. What the heck am I doing? So he scheduled a call with me to get himself back on track. So that's number one. You got to really have a heart to heart with yourself. You know, think about it and make sure you're going to be committed and you are committed. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. So And then my second step, once you've done that, you sat yourself down and you've had that heart to heart and you're like, all right, this is it. I don't care if it's a diet or this. You have to do that, you know? We did that a while back. We changed the way we about a year ago, we went through and changed the way we ate. And what did we do first? Sit down in the kitchen and talk about it for a long time. And then we got up and we went to the pantry and cleaned that baby out. So, and that for us was the first step. So the next, for you, for your first step, whatever it is, create yourself a reasonable plan, not too fast and not too slow, and set mini goals, schedule mini goals with you to check in along the way. So it's easy for me to refer to like a diet because, you know, all right, I'm going to start eating this way. You don't want to say I'm going to lose 15 pounds this week. We all know that's ridiculous, but you could go for one or two. That's very reasonable. And so that's what I'm saying. And you don't want to, because you don't want to set yourself up to fail. So when I talk to new members too, oh, I'm going to make, you know, $100,000 on my first deal. Do we really, let's not set ourselves up to potentially fail. You could, but let's be reasonable here. Let's start slow and build on it. Get your feet wet, get comfortable, get rolling. The third thing I want to talk about is expect and be ready for hiccups, issues, and delays, and life stuff. And don't let them derail you, because it will happen. You're going to be cruising along. This is great. This is great. This is great. Oh my gosh, next thing you know, you need a new roof. So all your investments are going great. You're starting this, and the next thing you know, you need a new roof. And you need to allocate your money towards that. Something's going to happen, and you have to be ready for it.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And you can't, and it's too easy to throw in the towel.
Yeah, it can't be emotional about it.
That is the number one thing I see people do. They quickly go, well, that's it. Oh, Mike, I'm out. I can't do it. There went all my money. Why bother? It's just going to happen anyway. Well, number one, I always say, thank goodness you had the money, by the way, to reallocate and do that. And then number two, you can't let it stop you. You have to pick yourself up and move on, because it will help you happen. You know what's going to happen? You're going to send out a bunch of mail, and you might do 8 deals perfectly, and then 2 of them you overspent. You're new, you're learning, you priced them too wrong, and maybe you lost a little money. It can happen. People make mistakes. That's okay. Don't let that sink the ship. That's some of our most successful people said, oh, I screwed it up big time in the beginning.
Yeah, I did.
And usually what's funny is they go, what happens, a lot of them say is, because I listened to my head and not what you're telling me. And I didn't kind of trust what you said, and I did it my way, and I'm like, oops, I was wrong. You know, we both heard that a bit, and I made some mistakes. But the thing is, that's what I love. The people that screwed up royally and learned to pick themselves up and dust themselves off and move on again are the ones that really kill it. Because you know what? Now, what have you learned? You've learned that, okay, I've got this now. Bring it. You know, I was thinking about you and I. How many times we had issues like, especially back in the day, so much on eBay. Hello. You want to talk issues with eBay and PayPal? I got to write a whole book on that. You know, but that didn't stop us.
No.
Every time there are times I'm sending checks, and for different things starting the business, I had to write physical checks. Maybe I was buying properties or something. And we had checks getting stolen and copied, and I had to go to a new bank account.
Yeah.
I mean, things like that happen. That would be enough to derail somebody going, oh no, my money. But that's okay. You work it out with the bank, you get a new account, you figure it out, and then you solve it so it doesn't happen again. You come up with a different way to do things. So what are some other things that you can think
this
of?
This whole business model falls under the United States Marine Corps slogan, adapt and overcome.
That's good.
All the people that I know that we do deals with and that are successful at this or successful at anything, you know, it's just not an option. It's just right. whatever's going on in their life just is not going to get in the way.
Right.
You know, it's just going to, or, you know, I personally, whenever I start something new, just barrel into it. I don't, and it's a mess, and it makes Jill crazy, and in the beginning, but she always knows, and we're going to talk about this later in the week, about how to implement what Jill's talking about so that you don't fail. She always knows that I didn't go into it without the proper amount of research first.
It's true.
And a good
plan.
And so you have to believe in what you're doing and believe that the outcome's worth it. That's what That's when I fail. If I half go into something, like, let's say I didn't believe that sending out a bunch of mail, if I really was seriously questioning right. whether or not it would work, or I could handle it on the back end, you know, I would go into it halfway too.
Then it's not going to work.
So, yeah, you have to believe in this completely.
Right.
That's the first part. That's the first step. Yeah. Then you have to, if you really believe in it, you got to set yourself up to put yourself in front of the people and the tools that actually work.
Right.
And with working examples, then finally, you have to have an impersonal implementation schedule that's based around your life. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about this week. I don't want to get too far ahead.
Thank you.
And then you have to plan to fail several times.
Exactly.
So I can't stress this enough, too. If you're around people that are just dogging this and dogging you, no one talks about this enough.
It's true.
It's just not going to work.
It's true. You got to get everybody on board. Your whole team has to be on board.
Or get rid of them. I'm serious.
I mean, there's people you can't get rid of. And there's, I agree with you. I don't want to get into that too much, but...
Jill's trying to be positive.
Exactly.
So every time Jill's positive, I offset it.
It's hilarious. Well, that's great, Jill. But if you try this, do you know what else happens? That's hilarious. You know, I always throw one more little tip in there. This is something that I do, and this motivates me. So whatever it is for you, figure it out and use it. Come up with your little reward. Like, I think for you, Stephen, a reward is, hey, I have the kind of life I could skip off at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock if I want to and go get on my boat and go whale watching because it's prime time right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what my reward
is. So whatever it is, figure out what your little reward is and do it because you've got it. If you don't, you're going to go crazy. It's gonna make it that much harder. You've got to give yourself little breaks and little rewards.
What's your Noel, name the top five.
My name in top five? Shopping. Travel. Fun with my friends. Fun with you. Riding my bike on the Strand.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
I thought spa and all kinds of stuff would be in there.
No, I like that. But just little rewards. For me, that's kind of a bigger reward when I plan it, because I do. So, but thank you, Stephen.
It's a good start off to the week.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent about 22 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called How to Stay Organized.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jeez.
I had a lot to say.
We went over.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully this is good because it's a Monday morning or a Monday afternoon thing. You know, we all come off of the weekend and we're on Monday like, So I think it was good that you put this topic for a Monday. I think it's perfect timing.
Good.
I think it's going to go over well. Wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.